Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I think you know the voice of former Governor Pat Quinn. Pat, were you at City Hall this morning?
I was there for sure, Lisa. I was at the city clerk's office, and under the rules of Chicago, any voter in Chicago, I live in the West Side for the last 41 years, and you can submit an ordinance to the city clerk, who then has to give it to the mayor and the city council at the next meeting of the council. And I asked that they put a referendum on the November ballot on whether or not taxpayer money should be used to build a stadium, a new stadium for the Bears or any other team. And I got a good response from the voters. Hopefully the mayor and the city council see the wisdom of letting the people speak on this issue.
But do we know a percentage? I mean, because I think some people would say, well, I don't mind this amount, but I don't want this amount.
Well, let's put it this way. 25 years ago, I tried to get a referendum on the ballot, and the city wouldn't put it on when the Bears wanted to remodel Soldier Field to make it look like a spaceship. That cost $660 million to remodel Soldier Field. Now the Bears want to tear it down, literally, and only leave the colonnades. Well, you know, they already had a stadium that the taxpayers really helped build, more than helped build. They built it, and they ought to be content with that. The idea of asking the taxpayers again to pay millions and millions of dollars for a private team, if they want to have their own stadium on their own land, that's fine. No problems with that. But to ask the taxpayers to once again pay for an enormous amount of money to build a stadium, other cities have referendums on this where the people get their chance as taxpayers to vote. And I think Chicago should do the same. You know, Mayor Johnson got elected about a year ago, April 4th, and he talked about voter participation and openness and making sure that everybody has a voice. Well, a referendum on subsidizing stadiums with taxpayer money is a good chance for the people to speak.
Okay, wait a minute, Governor. You're a good government guy. This doesn't seem to be very good government. I mean, you're asking voters to vote up or down on a plan that hasn't even been presented yet.
Well, the bottom line here, Steve, is the Bears have a hurry-up offense to try and get taxpayer money behind closed doors before checking with the taxpayers. The taxpayers need a prevent defense,
Governor,
to make sure that
stop it.
Money is not going to something that isn't a high priority.
I can hear you smiling while you're not answering my question.
The question is, the Bears have a very murky proposal. We did a poll on whether taxpayer money should be used for stadiums, and two-thirds of the voters of Illinois are against that, very clearly. Now, the best poll is the one at the ballot box, and that's what we're asking for in November. Let the people have a chance to vote, their conscience, their point of view. And I think that's a fair way to go, and this hurry-up behind-closed-doors approach, that is not good government.
You know, it's kind of funny. The aldermen, they seem to have a way of keeping the referenda that they don't want on the ballot off the ballot, right? There's a rule that they only can put two on, I think, something like that. What do you think your chances
Three.
Are? Three? Okay.
Yeah, our chances, I think, are pretty good because the taxpayers of City of Chicago, State of Illinois, are not just ATM machines for sports franchises when they want a stadium. We have high priorities in things like fighting crime, affordable housing, making sure we have good mental health and health care for everybody. So those are the real high priorities. And, you know, this notion of $660 million 25 years ago to build a stadium for the Bears by remodeling Soldier Field. Well, that's a lot of money. What could we have done with that $660 million? We could have done a lot of good things to help people who oftentimes live from paycheck to paycheck and pay high taxes, and their priorities should come first.
Okay, Pat, here's the deal. A question just came in. Ask Pat Quinn if he understands how much tax revenue each sport event and concert brings into the city and state before he puts something so vague as to a simple yes or no vote without any details. Without a good understanding of the tax income generated, people will probably vote no to city or state funding. What's your response to that?
Well, the bottom line is we've already spent $660 million, and that's far more than any amusement taxes that sports franchises have generated over the past 25 years. The bottom line is that the taxpayers ought to have a chance to vote on referendums where so much money is devoted to just one thing. They do this in all the other cities around the country. When there's a proposal to have a stadium financed by the public, the people get a chance to vote on it. So, you know, by having a referendum, that forces the Bears or anybody else to make their case to the voters. I think that's fair. They can talk all they want, but ultimately the decision should be made by the people.
Governor, I think you've been dodging some of our questions here, so I'm going to ask you one more.
Dodging? $160 million. That's not dodging.
Kevin Powell, listen, Kevin Powell's sports click today was, will the White Sox be better than expected this season?
Well, it's a little hard to be worse than last year. My hope is that they, I'm a season ticket holder that I pay for in the upper deck. Now, after filing this referendum today, I hope we have it on the ballot, I'm worried that I'm going to be in the Bob Uecker seats in the upper deck down there at the Sox Park, you know. So, you know where Bob Uecker sits.
Yeah, we know. Pat, always great to have you join us on the radio, and we'll talk again soon about this, okay?
Okay, it's fun.
Work on your metaphors, will you?
Steve?
No, we're stopping a hurry-up offense with a prevent defense. That makes sense.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.